Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that explores one not-for-profit organization each month and how that organization is impacting the way we live, work, and play in our part of the state. This month, IPR's Michael Kuhn takes a look at how the Muncie Action Plan aims to meet the needs of the Muncie community.
The Muncie Action Plan, or MAP as it has come to be known, is both a document and a committee of 20 board members. Now in its second version of the plan, the board has developed 5 different initiatives that aim to better the Muncie community. According to co-chairman George Branham, a fundamental goal of the organization is to be apolitical.
Because that interferes with people's gut reactions to politics is not to think, but to relate and say things that relate to politics and not the subject. So we are apolitical.
Amy Fant is the neighborhood organizer for MAP. She says she hopes the board can use their influence to make Muncie a safe and desirable place to live, work, and play.
I want a community that I feel safe and that all the residents that I've spoken to feel safe and don't want to leave.
MAP co-chair Donna Brown says that although some goals are being accomplished, the plan is always changing and adapting to the needs of the community.
We will accomplish certain aspects of those goals, and then as time goes on, new aspects will emerge. So it's always something that's in process rather than a product to be achieved.
Brown says she's excited to display MAP's progress during the bus tour in the spring. For more information about MAP, visit MuncieActionPlan.org. In Muncie, Michael Kuhn, Community Connection.
You can listen to this episode and all of our previous episodes at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.